Welcome to Mind Body Pause with Charlie Kale. Holistic living for you and your animals. You found your happy place to nurture your connection to animals with enlightening information from the innovators who make their world a better place. This is Mind Body Pause on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, fellow animal lover, Charlie Kale.
Hi there. Welcome to Mind Body Pause, holistic living for you and your animals. Thank you so much for being here. This is show number 16, Animal Connections from the Other Side with Lisa Jesswine. I'm Charlie Kale, mom to two dogs and three cats, broadcaster and Reiki practitioner in San Francisco at Energy Healing for People and Paws. I do distant healings as well as in-person appointments because energy transcends space and time. And boy, are we going to talk a lot about that, energy transcending space and time. There's also more of that at charliekale.com. That's charliekale.com. This is your safe place to honor animals, where we'll nurture our connection to them mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and metaphysically. And that connection endures even after they leave us. Losing our animal companions is one of the most painful things in life, but we never lose our energetic connection to them. It's definitely not the same as having them physically in our lives. I know that, but we can tune into messages they send us from the other side, and our guest is going to help us do that. If you're a listener of Empower Radio, you already know this lively lady as the host of Real Life with Lisa Jesswine, but she's also a psychic medium, intuitive counselor, inspirational speaker, and longtime Detroit morning show personality. She believes that it's possible to live your life with intention, peace, abundance, and joy when we choose to meet challenges head on. And she's going to help us connect with our animals on the other side. Welcome, Lisa Jesswine.
Hey, thank you so much, Charlie. Oh, and I love the way you said you were a mom. Your animal, you're the mom to the babies.
Oh, you bet.
Oh, okay. I have to start out. How many parties have you thrown for your animals?
Oh, you mean like their little birthday parties?
Well, yeah.
Like that? You know, I guess not big invitation affairs, but you know, we always celebrate.
Oh yeah, there's maybe like a hat or two and sitting up at the table eating something, right?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, absolutely. Thank God I'm not the only weird one. Okay.
Oh, no, not at all. And not only that, but inviting my friends out for a glass of wine too. Like, hey, it's my dog's birthday. I think that's reason to have a glass of wine. Okay, meet you there.
I love that. No, and you know, you're so right as far as being connected, you know, to our animals just as much as we are to our other loved ones on the other side.
Oh my goodness. Yes, because we're all sentient beings. We all have souls. We all are energetic creatures. So that energy is the same. It may not be the same species, but the energy coming through comes through the same way.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a reader, an intuitive, a psychic medium, whatever you want to call it, whatever anybody wants to dub me, I work with energy. That's what it is. And whether it's from our human loved ones who have passed on or animals, they're all connected. And I receive messages clairaudiently, clairsentience, and clairvoyance. So that is, I see, I feel, I hear. Those are the different ways that it comes through. Clairaudience means that I hear them. Clairsentience means that I sense them or feel them. And clairvoyance means I see. Now, what people need to understand is when I say I see, it doesn't mean that my dog appeared before me as an apparition. It means that I see in my third eye what they look like or what they are trying to show me. Sometimes they show me a word. For example, I was giving a reading to a woman and she's like, I really just wanted someone special to come through. Now I look over her head and I see the letters B-A-R-K. And it says bark. And you would think that would have got me clued in, right? But I kept saying, well, it's really strange because the person that you're wanting is actually saying the word bark. And she started crying. She goes, no, it's my dog. And I went, oh. I go, okay. So that was her dog trying to tell me, I'm here, I'm here. And in the way that I give readings, they come through as a very big presence directly in front of you. So if I were sitting across from a client, it's if your dog or your cat or even your horse is sitting right there between the two of us staring at you. which always brings somebody, you know, such comfort. And the thing that I love to tell people about, and we can do this in a minute, because I know you've had animals that have passed on, right, Charlie?
Oh, and it's always so heartbreaking. And I'd give anything to hear a message from them. Yes.
Well, what we're going to do first is we're going to see if we can feel them. Okay. So we're going to kind of do a little bit of that. And anybody who's listening, if you have an animal that has crossed over, all I'm going to ask you to do is just sit comfortably for a minute and get your feet right on the ground. And you can kind of put your hands gently in your lap, turned up if you want, whatever's most comfortable for you. And we're going to go ahead and just take a big, deep breath in and let it out. And all I want you to do is scan your body from the very top of your head all the way down to your toes. And I want you to see if any part of your body feels different. Is it tingling? Is it itching? Is it pulsing? Is it cold? Is it hot? So just take a minute in silence and do that. Okay? So even if you didn't get all the way down and scan. Now I want to ask you, Charlie, whether or not you felt or sensed anything from head to toe on your body.
So there was a kind of a hot little burning ball in the pit of my stomach, and it rose up through my chest and landed in the middle of my throat into a big, gooey, mushy ball.
Is that how you would describe your pet that has crossed over, a big, gooey, mushy ball?
Not at all, but that was the physical sensation I felt.
That's perfect.
And immediately I heard in my head, keep speaking your truth. Push through. Oh, push through the gunk. Keep speaking your truth. That's what I heard.
And you know what? I absolutely love that, because people, you have to understand, our animals, when they cross to the other side, they are very wise. And you know what? They knew you very well on this earth. And they could sense things about you that you wouldn't believe. And so if that is a message for you, Charlie, about pushing through, even when it's gunky and even when it's hard, that pet that's crossed over is trying to tell you that, they would know that. So just remember, just because they were an animal doesn't mean that they can't give you messages, because they absolutely can. Okay.
They're the smartest ones out of all of us.
Oh, and not only the smartest ones, both pets and babies are the two most psychic beings on the face of this earth, right?
Yep.
How many times does your cat like stare at a wall, or even your dog starts growling at something that's not there? They're looking at us humans like, what is wrong with you people? How can you not see this?
Right, exactly. They feel it, sense it, know it.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, they have to know that. So another thing too is that message of warmth. Okay, so the rising of your body temperature is something that your particular pet may bring to you as a sense of, I'm around, I'm around. So it could be the rising of heat within the body on, you know, your fingers, your hands, your feet, even your forehead. So there could be a little bit of that kind of trying to tell you, I'm here, I'm bringing you my warmth, I'm bringing you my love.
I don't know who it was that said that. I have so many precious creatures who have crossed over, you know, beloved ferrets, cats,
aww,
dogs, cavies, also known as guinea pigs, rabbits. So, you know, throughout my life. So I don't know who it was that sent me that message.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's try and make a correlation between how you felt it on your body. Was there any of them that would sit on your chest or up around your neck area? Would any of them like to climb up there or sit up there?
No, that's currently. I have had animals.
Interesting.
Oh, maybe, you know, my one ferret used to climb on my shoulder and wrap herself around my neck and walk around. I used to walk around town with her on my shoulder. Wrapped around my neck, you know, like people wear a little fur, except mine was alive, which is the only way to wear fur.
Exactly.
Alive. Or on your clothes.
They're like, here comes that lady again with the ferret around her neck.
Right.
So if I had to put two and two together, to me, it would be the animal that did that. And so what you can start doing just to decipher which one of the animals is, start having a conversation with that particular animal at any given point when you're in meditation and ask the ferret to recreate that same feeling. And so then that way it puts the, yes, this is me. I'm here. I'm here. Okay.
The affirmation. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those little cuties.
Oh, they're the best. I know. And they're so wise. That's the thing. They're here to give us messages. And that doesn't stop when they cross over. They still want us to get the message so that we can live better. And that's something about animals. I mean, you're a radio girl like I am. Mm-hmm. We have similar backgrounds. We both hosted morning shows in major markets for years and had to get up extra early and didn't take the proper care of ourselves as we should have, both physically and emotionally. And our animals are here to give us those messages about ways we need to take care of ourselves, making ourselves a priority, whatever it is, you know, whether it's being bullied or pushed around or mm-hmm. or even just physical care. And it doesn't stop when they cross over. They still care and want us to take better care of ourselves, because we can take better care of them if we start with ourselves.
Right. And they will watch out over you, and they might do something as silly as if you're, you know, running around and you're really not paying attention, you might actually trip over something that's not even there. Well, at least to the human eye. And your pet might be saying, hey, slow down. You're going to, you know, I'm doing this for you so that you can slow down and not either get into that vehicle too fast and go somewhere, or slow down. You're missing. You left your wallet on the whatever. So there these little signs and signals that can come not only from people, but from pets. And they include some of the top ones. And the easiest way for spirit to communicate with us is through lights, energy, electricity, phones, TVs, computers, radios, things like that. They also enjoy, you know, anything that has to do with coins. It's not just humans that drop coins. Okay, so these are just some of the ways that spirit communicates with us. Feathers, butterflies. Now, mind you, it's not your, you know, cat flying through the air as a butterfly. The cat sent the butterfly so that you could see. Or maybe your cat really liked something else and you suddenly see that on TV. And in that split second, you think of your cat. And I don't want you to say, oh, I wonder if that was. No, if you're asking, I wonder if, the answer is always going to be yes. Always.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I get too caught up in my head mm-hmm. and say, oh, who sent this? And then, unfortunately, the little wheel revolves in my head, which is not where you receive.
Right.
You receive in your gut, and mm-hmm. then it goes through your intuition where you formulate it, and your brain starts to get a little involved. So what you're saying is, when we find these little magical things, I'm always finding coins and feathers uh-huh. and butterflies where there wouldn't be any, all kinds of things like that. And I need to stop and feel. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. I always tell people to feel the answer. Don't think the answer.
Yes.
It's much, much easier to just feel it, because who are you hurting by feeling it and saying, yes, that was my cat or my dog?
Right.
You're not hurting anyone, and you are feeling better, and they're feeling better because they're kind of going, yes, you finally are acknowledging that I'm right here. They get so frustrated. They're kind of like, I'm always here. Sometimes you can feel tugging towards the end of a bed if there was a pet that loved to lie on the bed or up under the covers.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll
feel. Often the covers,
see?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, and I go to pet who I think just, you know, jumped on the bed, and there's nothing there. And I was like, wow. And then, of course, then I'm like, oh, who was that? Was that Blue Cali? Was that, you know, who was that?
But the good thing is you were excited and you gave gratitude. So it's
yes.
That is the most important thing is be excited, give gratitude. And it's okay if you don't know who it is, because at that moment, as you're going through your list, you're going to stop and you're going to feel. And you'll feel something right when you hit the name of the animal that it is. So it's okay that you do that. But remember, have patience with yourself and have patience with your pet. Because if you think about it this way, it's like both of you are learning Spanish. So you're trying to learn this brand new language, right? And when they're on the other side and you're still here, you guys both need to be in training as to how to communicate through this new language.
So can you ask for confirmation, like not a specific thing like, you know, have my TV pop on right now for no reason. Oh, which has happened before,
of
by
course.
The way. But if I think, wow, that was so crazy, I don't want to ask for that again because they may not be able to do it again.
Right. But you can do something like, okay, I really think that I felt you last night in my covers. I tell you what, within the next 3 days, if it's possible for you, could you please show me a turtle? You just pick something. Pick something out of the blue and then give it a nice little time frame and say within 3 days and please and thank you. And I'd appreciate if you would always attitude of gratitude when dealing with spirit, please and thank you. Because I wouldn't want anybody bossing me around telling me what to do. So So I kind of go, oh, would you mind doing that? That'd be awesome. Thank you. And remember, the way in which you receive messages, it does not mean that a turtle needs to cross your path. It means a turtle, you could see it on TV. You could see it on someone's T-shirt. You might hear it on the radio, see it on, you know, in a movie. So just know they have several different ways of letting you know they're there. And a quick example of that is I have one of my guides' name is Buck, and he's actually a buck, a deer.
Aww.
And yeah, and he shows me antlers all the time. So every time I'm driving, you know, sometimes you see like a sticker of antlers on the back of a truck or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he lets me know everything's okay. And one time I was driving and I was very nervous and I said, Buck, please let me know that you're there. And I heard, I'm directly in front of you. And I was like, no, Buck, you're not there. I don't see any sticker. And he said, take a breath and look directly in front of you. And I did. And I realized that I was driving behind an old Buick with the I missing out of the B-U-I-C-K on the back of his car. So it's spelled Buck.
I love it.
And so he was trying to tell me, don't expect in the same way. So see, it's spelled out Buck right in front of me. And if I had been so focused on, no, I must see those antlers, that's how he gets a hold of me, then I would have completely missed what was right there. And it's the same with our animals. You know, maybe your cat or your parrot always, you feel like a brush on the side of your cheek or it feels like a little tickle. And then one day that tickle is gone and you start feeling like some sort of tapping on your ankle. Well, they changed it up on you. They're trying to keep you on your toes, right? Because that's what our pets do.
And also, you know, maybe there wasn't a truck nearby with that antler sticker, but oh, how perfect, you know, the Buick Buck, the Buck Buick. And and that's what was available at the time.
Yeah. So you have to be very gracious and thankful for what's there and not get too sort of tunnel vision about the way you think they should communicate with you.
This is very true. Oh, wow. Love it. And so what is one of the more common messages that do come through when animals come through for their loved ones?
It is, well, it's really funny because sometimes it'll be some sort of trick or little thing that they used to do when they were here. And I'll ask a client, did you have a hard time finding your shoes the other day? And she's like, yes. Why? And I said, I'm going to ask you, did your dog used to take your shoes all the time? She goes, yes. And I said, well, just know that even in the spirit world, they can do things like that. So that was like one of her favorite little things that happened is that they'll recreate something they did while they were living. Another thing is always going to be a sense of warmth and love. And someone might say, well, of course, but no, wouldn't you want that from your animal? Warmth and love?
You bet. Always.
So that's one of the number one things. And to always keep in mind, too, that even when they cross over, sometimes they have things to do. Sometimes they have little jobs. Like one time an animal had crossed over and he told me that his job was to help other animals to cross over. And I thought that was a very nice job. And it was really funny because the client who's in front of me said, oh, it's really funny because he used to always take care of everybody. Like they lived on a farm and he would watch out after the pigs and he would watch out after the chickens. And she said, it makes perfect sense to me that that's what he does, is help other animals to cross over when their time comes.
Wow. My German Shepherd is the greeter everywhere we go. Aww. At the beach. She's greeting them to come back down to the waves at the dog park. She greets them at the entrance and you know, jumps inside and says, come on in, come on in. She's the greeter wherever we go. And I have gotten the message from her, Mommy, when I go, I'm going to greet them and bring them over and bring them in. And It's not like I was even talking with her about death. It's not like I was thinking about her demise because, oh, you know, I don't want to think about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But I all of a sudden intuitively got these messages from her, and I knew that, yep, she's going to be one of those who greeted them with, hi, get, oh, come here. There's so much fun stuff. Come on over. Come on over.
They're like, watch this. Watch what we can do to your human.
She was just showing me this image of her guiding them into this beautiful green pasture. I'm like, okay, Sasha, that's great, but not yet.
What a sweetheart. You know, and I've been able to use some of my intuition to actually, believe it or not, I helped my sister find her dog when her dog got lost. And so being in touch with your intuition and connected to an animal energetically can be very helpful. This is a black lab who was almost completely blind and partially deaf who got out of the backyard at dusk. And so I was all the way across town and I clearly heard, you're going to find her. And I drove as fast as I could to my sister's house, and they gave me clairaudiently the message, pull into the driveway, now pull out, turn left, and they kept telling me which way to turn, and they said, you will find it on a street that is a woman's name. And when they stopped saying turn left, I looked up, and the street name was Faith. And I took a left on Faith, and this woman was just coming out of her house. And I said, excuse me, could you tell me, have you seen a black lab? And she said, yeah, she's in my backyard.
Oh.
And had I not listened to Spirit about exactly when and where to turn, I would have missed that woman coming out of her house. And then I would have missed finding Abby. So, yeah, there are ways for you to get in touch with your intuition, which then even then makes a stronger bond with animals. Because I was very bonded, even though it was my sister's dog, with this particular dog. And you can do that with your animals. I mean, how much more can we do? I mean, right? There is massage for animals now. You can do Reiki on your animals. You can do, I mean, there's, why not start bonding with them on an intuitive level and have fun having conversations with them?
That's the basis for everything with them, because there's better communication, clearer communication. I hate to say they behave better because it's the way it's how we handle it. It's not up to them, you know, but they do behave better. It's more what you are hoping for from them. And it just everything is better and more clear. And you understand their wants and needs. They understand yours better, too.
Mm-hmm. How many times does your pet come up to you when you're crying or you're sad?
Oh, yeah.
They know
you. All the time.
All the time. They know. And they're like, I have to help mama. I have to help daddy. They need me now. You know, that's why they're such loving, loving creatures. And the more that we can connect to them and their needs, the more they're going to connect to our needs as well.
Most definitely. Something interesting, too, that you had mentioned one time about animal soulmates. Mm. Are you talking about animals to animals or animals to us?
Animals to us. So, one of my soulmates is Oscar, who is a yellow Labrador who I raised for Leader Dogs for the Blind. And what's really hilarious is on any reading I've ever gotten, they say, oh, so you have a son? And I say, yes, I do. He shows up as my son. And I raised him for a year. Spirit told me that he would go out of the country with a young man who was very fast. And I just was so connected to Oscar. And he's just such a wonderful soul. He ended up being paired with a young man who is a Paralympic runner for his country in Guatemala. So I was told all about Oscar and what he would do. And he went to the Paralympics and he traveled with this young man. And Oscar, on the very last 2 days he was with me, because you always have to crate him up at the end of the night. And the last 2 days he was with me, as if he had known, I said, okay, crate up. And he looked at me and he went right upstairs and jumped up on the bed like, lady, you only got me for 2 more days. You think, you know, you want to snuggle with me. So he and I were extremely connected, so connected, oddly enough, that we both had hip replacements on the same hip during the same month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Animals mirror us so many ways, physically as well as emotionally. And a lot of times it's to help us through what it is we're going through, like messages that they can give us by mirroring our symptoms, mm-hmm. our issues. So, yeah, my German Shepherd and I have the same knee. Our left knee is her left elbow. On her, it's her elbow. On me, it's my knee. It's basically it's shot.
And so it's sweet. Oh, but you guys are getting help for it, right?
It's sweet. But we both have custom fitted braces for our legs. We both hers was 200 times more expensive than mine.
Sure.
but well worth every penny. We both have had knee surgeries on the same knee, elbow knee, you know. Mm-hmm. We both it's such a mirror. And when we go to the dog park, and we're both in our leg braces. People are like, what? That's just for sympathy for each other? I'm like, no.
It's for real. We have this. So, yes, you can have a soulmate that is a pet. You can have several soulmates.
Yes.
There's romantic soulmates. There's, you know, heart soulmates. To me, that's what Oscar and I are. We are soulmates. It's why he always shows up as if he's my son whenever anyone reads me. And I never dispute it. I always say, yep, he's my son.
Aww,
and he's on the other side now. So he was able to live a very long, wonderful life assisting this young man. And, you know, we still keep in contact and swap Oscar stories and everything. So, and yeah, I was the idiot through him a graduation party when he graduated from Leader Dogs. I did. I put a tent up in my backyard. Okay.
Wait, back up. That's not being an idiot. That's being a loving, wonderful mom.
Yay.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. That's as you should have done.
Thank you, Charlie.
Most definitely. Oh, that's so awesome. So, do you believe that he possibly may reincarnate as another animal and come back to you?
I do.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I know there'll be idiosyncrasies that he did that another animal will have. But that one sort of hurt my heart a while. So it's been hard for me to get another animal, and I'm going to in the future. But I'm waiting for the right time because I want to make sure I can devote the proper amount of time and energy for an animal and not have them just be at home all by themselves. I don't want that.
Exactly. And that's being a responsible person. Lisa, oh my gosh, I'm being told by our producer that we have to wrap this up, even though I don't want to. Thank you, Lisa.
You're
Jesswine,
welcome.
Psychic medium, intuitive counselor, morning show DJ, and host of the podcast Real Life with Lisa Jesswine on Empower Radio. You can book an intuitive session with her on her Facebook page at Intuitive You. Lisa, is that the best way for people to contact you?
Intuitiveview.net is where you go. There's a blue book now bar right at the top. You can click on that. You know, I just added some more Fridays coming up, and I also do phone readings if you happen to not be in the Metro Detroit area.
Fantastic. And thank you so much for hanging out with me on Mind Body Pause Holistic Living for you and your animals. I'm Charlie Kale. Check out my Reiki business, Energy Healing for People in Pause, for in-person or distant healing sessions, people or animals, at charliekale.com, charliekale.com. Now, you can find all my past shows on there, and they're also on my page at Empower Radio. You can find all guest contacts there as well. Please connect with me on social media. Special thanks to Brent Carey, CEO of Empower Radio, and to Remy Smith at the controls back in Detroit, who all love Lisa as much as I do. Take care, and remember, no matter what's going on with your animals, don't beat yourself up thinking you could have done better, because you are doing the best you can. They know it, they chose you anyway, and they love you for it. Mind Body Pause is a guilt-free, intuitive zone. See you next time.